Beautiful players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for June 6th, 2021. This week's nail polish is a berry jam, and it is, of course, dark berries, as most of you have guessed. I tried to come up with many different types of berries to make this a little more entertaining, so shout out to all of you who played along with it. And I think I'll make an effort to include Lord of the Rings in the polls from now on, just as one more fun little challenge. So let's get this going. Another three matches went down in A-League this week. J-Nails entered the competition with two matches, a tie against Recycled Garbage, and a win against Tracer. Crabcat 2, champion of Season 44, and NASmith 99, last season's runner-up, met for their match on Thursday, and they tied as well. NASmith 99 remains firmly on top of A1 with a current win rate of 78% in three matches, followed by Crabcat and J-Nails with seven wins in two matches each. Moving on to B and C. Nothing much has changed in B1, where Sigmatic remains in first place. In B2, Dr. Steelhammer entered the competition with a win against McSeenuck that put them in first position for now, closely followed by Shanahan, who added another win and a tie to his count this week and now has a lead rate of 67% in 3. A Moffat 11 entered the competition with a win against Apostolos the Ruler and is now in first place of C1. Anders tied with Negative at the top of C2. In C3, Hizipsik is very firmly in number 1, with an impressive lead rate of 83% in 3. And in C4, Sir Lucasen and Xyrix are tied in preliminary first place. Moving on to D and E, Earl remains at the top of D1 after another win against the World. Bexor is now leading D2 after two ties against Derpa and Scumpy. In D3, Gamesu pushed past Minion Pawn to first position, and in D4, nothing has changed. In E1, Rust2 is still far, far up ahead in the lead with an astounding lead rate of 88% in 4. CR Lundy is now leading E2. Bebetil is leading E3 regarding finished matches. Finally, one match was completed in E4, making Humongous preliminary number 1. In E5, Alan de Talon is now in number 1 position after one match. Heth remains at the top of E6 with a win rate of currently 72% in 3. Schizolo won their match against Icarus and is now the sole player on top of E7. And in E8, Yoifuro overtook both Riku KB and 8-19-28-1-28 for the lead and is now the number 1 of this division. The results comment I would like to shout out this episode is from I23 Red Wolf Dead V Jacob. Econ good, action bad. This is the way. And now I would like to reintroduce the significant lead shoutout section. As you may remember, I'm shouting out players who have at least three matches completed with a win rate of at least 65%. I already shouted out NASmith99, Shanahan, Hizipsik, Rust2, and Heth, who all fall into this category. And I'm gonna go down by divisions. So shout out to R. Shao in F. Shout out to Casual Majestic in G tier. In H tier, shout out to AJL828, 6K3W7IV5TG28, and MCYEUFLY. In I tier, shout out to SuperNick, Wardo91, Margaritaville, Snowbeezy, Tortuga71, that's my division, congrats Tortuga, and Merlos. And in J tier, shout out to Nas or Gnas, Isaiah W1, Jack is Me as Jack, Mr. Fisher, Final Thoughts, Cool Kiwi Cuts, Vazor, and Dean Corzo. The highest win rate as of now goes to Dean Corzo, and it's 97%. They tied one game out of 18 games they have played so far. It's super impressive. So, shout out. Also, there are a handful of players who've already finished all of their matches. Shout out to all you speedy ones out there. Moving on to size games. Big games are off, you know that. Not long though, and they'll be back on. Two more episodes, cupcakes, and we're back. Medium Games 4 have reached their grand conclusion this week. Sierra Lundy won the semi-match against Cat Don't Bark, and in the battle of four-letter players, with two U's each, CVUU won against Julu. Sierra Lundy and CVUU met tonight for the finale, and Sierra Lundy took it away, crowning themselves champion of Medium Games. Congratulations! And in small games, the semis are set. Snowbizzy advanced after a win against the men 0613 and will meet Eshikur in the next round of the tournament. Emily FG won her quarterfinal against Elado and is going to meet Abhat 349 in semis. Good luck to all of you and have fun! And as you know, signups for the next round of all size games are still open until June 12th, and you can find more info in the respective Discord channels. And the last tournament is, of course, Seprix's Grand Prix. And as you might have noticed, because I said it in the episode and I put it in the episode description, I was really, really confused about GMGP last week. And it turned out that when I released the episode, everything had been settled and the decisions had been made and everything. But as it takes me about 3 hours to record and edit and upload this, I was too late. Or the others, depending on your perspective. But that is, I guess, the way with news. And so the matches for the first elimination stage are settled, and four of them have already been played, meaning that Silly Potter, Cider01, Chashu, and Heron advance to quarterfinals, and the remaining matches are between Freaky and Bexor, Haka3 and El Hablador, Kazumaru0828, and Recycle Garbage, and Sam E and NA Smith 99, which is going down right now. If you should like me to cover additional tournaments, let me know and I'll see what I can do. And now it is time for me to tell you about my personal week in games. And let me tell you, after my debut, so to speak, on Tuesday, everything was very warm and fuzzy. I was very happy with how everything went down. Thank you for staying with me those long, long hours. I'm definitely looking to kind of shortening that down if I can. I mean, I feel like it helped me a lot to take this time and talk everything through in detail, and I'm really thankful so many of you were there, and it was so educational, if that's a word, to read the chat afterwards. And I was so happy, like, every time I saw that, I don't know, some of you approved of my decisions, like every once in a while, amongst all the why? Why X? Why not Z? yeah, that was nice. Yeah, it was a very weird experience. It was But it was fun, so I think I'll do it again. My next match is Tuesday, so it's the same time, same place. I haven't decided yet what the playlist is gonna be. Oh yeah. I mean, I only did Regina Spektor, of course, and no Death Cab, so I might just go ahead with Death Cab. But there was this one person who thought it was gonna be death metal. Now, I can offer you a little In Flames, and I can offer you a little Nightwish, but that's all, and I am aware that this is not death metal. But that's all I can offer you with regard to metal, I'm afraid, and it's not gonna happen anytime soon, I'm sorry. Yeah, so I was thinking, because it has to be, it definitely has to be something comforting, I was thinking of maybe just going with my piano songs playlist, so the songs that I usually play on the piano, because I know them very well, and I don't think that's going to take away from my concentration a lot. But we'll inform you when the time comes. And yeah, so unfortunately on Wednesday, I was so busy that I didn't get to play a single game, which is, it doesn't really happen that often anymore. I think, like, maybe there's one day a month where I don't play any Dominion at all. And yeah, it was still all very warm and fuzzy. And then yesterday, I wanted to play in the German Q Cup. That's what I would call it, because it's basically the same system. But I don't know. I couldn't. Anxiety hit me real bad, and I couldn't. And yeah, those of you who also struggle with anxiety will know what I'm talking about, and those of you who don't, I'm very happy for you, like, genuinely. That is really, really good for you, and I'm happy for you. Yeah, so instead of playing those tournaments, I did a puzzle, because I bought a new puzzle last week, and it's really beautiful. It's a picture of Frida Kahlo, the Mexican painter. I don't really like her art, I guess, but this is just a picture of her and then some flowers, and it's got bright colors, and it's so damn pretty, and it's so satisfying to do this. It's, yeah, that was real helpful. So I did this and listened to podcasts, and then I watched some matches, and yeah, was able to calm myself down in the end. And that was my week in games. And now for the preview. I already saw that we have a couple good matches coming up next week. So tomorrow, Monday, we have a League B match, PPP, 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 v Single T at 17 UTC. On Tuesday, we have another League B match, Terra Cubist v Bobby DJ 18 at 2 a.m. UTC. Tuesday at 2 a.m. UTC, we have another League B match, Terra Cubist v Bobby DJ 18. And 19 UTC, we have Crabcat 2 v J-Nails for League A, and another League A match at midnight or 2 a.m. I can't tell. Akuchi v Junts. Wednesday, we have another League A match, the third one at Tracer v Johns at 18:30 UTC. On Saturday at 15 UTC, we have League C, Tufte v Amorphet 11. And on Sunday at 12 UTC, we have Cat Stealer 419 v Sir Lucasen, also for League C. Watch and enjoy! So, inspect chat. I give you one little thought on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. So, as you know by now, this is rarely just one little thought. And today, it's not even on a piece of media I've consumed, but I still wanted to share with you that I spend the better part of the day today on my bicycle because for the first time ever, I joined this huge, huge, huge bicycle protest, basically, where different parts of the Autobahn are being blocked for cars, and you can go drive on the Autobahn on your bicycle. And it was awesome. It was so good. It was such fun. It was very annoying to get there. It took us like from our meeting point to actually like going on the highway, it took us like 90 minutes. It was very warm, the sun was shining, there were too many people, and lots of people with sound systems who were listening to questionable music and making us listen to questionable music. And you can't just go up to them and be like, "Excuse me, could we maybe change the program to good techno? Thank you." But apart from that, as soon as we reached the highway, it was just so nice. You had like so much space and could just ride and feel the breeze and go as fast as you want or as slow as you want. And it was very freeing. It was exhilarating. I really loved it. Like, I don't have anything specific against cars. Cars outside the city, sure. In the city, no thank you, to be honest. Like, so many cyclists die every day because of car accidents. And then you have the fumes, and they're so loud, and they're so big, and you just don't need as many cars in the city. You just don't. So, yeah, it was just nice to ride the Autobahn on your bicycle and just dream of having bicycle highways. Like, this was a three-lane highway. So why not just like keep one lane for cars, sure. And they can go more than 50 kilometers per hour. And then you have like this little wall so they can't like break out of the lane and kill you. And have the other two lanes for bicycles. That would be amazing. That's what I want to see. I'll post a picture in the videos channel. It was so neat. It was so cool. I really enjoyed that. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, Strumpf, and I'll catch you next week. The game has ended. Bye!